You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU's Day of Giving is coming up again, and that means that the fundraising efforts kick into high gear. There's always fundraising going on when it comes to the university, but this is an extra special day for that. Ray Goldsmith is the Vice Chancellor for... Ray, help me with your title.
Development and Alumni Relations.
That's right, which means essentially that you head up the foundation, right, which does so much of the fundraising for the university. Day of Giving commemorates the founding of the university, but it's also a big deal in terms of fundraising.
It's a big deal. It started tied to Founders Day for the institution. We have gone through this 3 years before. This will be our fourth year, and every year gets a little bit more exciting.
I know that there's been a lot of talk on social media and outside in the community about really building up that support for the university. Do you have a monetary goal here?
We don't have a goal per se, because we want every gift to feel like it's a success, but we always like to do a little better than we did last year. Last year we surprised ourselves and raised $910,000, coming up from the very first year when we raised just $340,000. So we hope to exceed that goal.
Certainly when you get that close, a million's in your mind.
We think about it quite a bit, yes.
Sure. How does this factor into the Forever SIU campaign, that campaign that reached its goal early and has been rolled over into the next level?
It factors into it in two ways. One is that anything we raise, of course, feeds into the extended campaign, which is now has a $200 million goal, excuse me. But it also helps call attention to the power of philanthropy, and that also contributes to future giving. So it's a very important public representation of the power of philanthropy.
For people who are not familiar, they hear you're raising money like this, and I start hearing questions out on the street about, well, why can't we get tuition down, or, you know, what's all this money used for? So where does this money go?
This money really adds to the power of excellence within our programs. The state obviously funds the university and its operations, but it doesn't fund it to the extent that we can have all of the scholarships we need, that all of our programs can have the facilities they need, that the faculty can have the resources they need. So this actually adds to all of those things that are important to our success as an institution.
Sure. And then, of course, there's the website. Go to siu.edu/dayofgiving.
siuday.siu.edu. You can go there now and make a gift that will be attributed to the Day of Giving, or you can have some fun on March 4th and watch the gifts pile up on that site, because it is sort of a live ticker tape.
Sure. And I know there are a lot of competitions. There are a lot of people that sit and watch that throughout the day and say, well, we need this much more so that we can either be the group with the highest level of donation or the highest number of givers or things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Last year, our 80s and 90s Facebook group, which was a new phenomenon, Ray earned the most non-academic givers category. I'm not quite sure I have that quite right. But we have trophies for the people who give the most out of academic programs and the most number of donors, as well as non-academic programs.
We talked a little bit about where this money goes. This is something that universities across the country are really starting to do, making one day be that focus day of, hey, remember us, we need your help. March 4th is Founders Day for the university. Are you finding that it's also kind of spinning up just some awareness of the university overall?
I think it really has helped people understand who we are, what we're doing, that there are all kinds of programs and opportunities to support the university out there. There'll be more than 150 online at the Day of Giving. And it focuses on the power of philanthropy. The other important point of a Day of Giving is to introduce new donors to the institution, and those include students. All the research shows that once a donor gives, even a little bit, that person is more likely to give over a time, and certainly we want to create good philanthropists out of our own students.
Sure, absolutely. For people who are not familiar, can they designate, how specific can they be in terms of designating where that money goes?
They can be very specific. They can go online to the Day of Giving site and look at, again, more than 150 opportunities. This year, one of our focus opportunities, for example, is the Sustainability Fund, which supports projects that support sustainability on the institution. The Saluki Alumni Plaza project will be back there. If there's a particular program they're passionate about, there are going to be scholarship opportunities, as well as opportunities to give in other other ways. Athletics, WSIU, Simon Institute, anything that you is at top of mind is on there. And if there's something that's not on there that you are really passionate about, you'll also be able to give to that and designate it as a gift to the Day of Giving.
Sure. SIUday.siu.edu for more information. That site is up and people can check it out anytime that they'd like.
It is.
Absolutely. Ray, I really appreciate your time. Day of Giving is March 4th.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.